with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Harvard University is defying President Trump's demands and risks losing $9 billion in federal funding.
The demands part of President Trump's effort to investigate anti-Semitism at many universities. The Harvard list was updated Friday and includes government and leadership reforms, as well as a requirement to institute a merit-based admissions and hiring policy. It also includes an audit of students and faculty on their views about diversity, as well as a ban on face masks. Harvard President Alan Garber, in a letter to the community Monday, says no government should dictate what private universities can teach, whom they can admit and hire, and which areas of study they can pursue. I'm Julie Walker.
California is trying to close a crucial budget gap.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed legislation to provide $2.8 billion to close the budget hole in the state's Medicaid program as part of the state's solution to address a $6.2 billion gap. It comes a year after California launched an ambitious coverage expansion to provide free health care to all low-income adults, regardless of their immigration status. The expansion is costing $2.7 billion more than the state had projected. Other factors include rising pharmacy costs and a larger-than-expected aging population. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A man who allegedly scaled an iron security fence in the middle of the night, eluded police and set fire to the Pennsylvania governor's mansion has been denied bail Monday after a brief court appearance. Cody Ballmer did not enter a plea to charges that include attempted homicide, terrorism, and arson. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 312 points. This is SRN News. A new milestone for the Jesus Film Project.
The famous evangelistic tool has just been dubbed into a new language for the 2,200th time, a dialect spoken in the African nation of Ivory Coast. Josh Newell, who is executive director of the JFP, says, quote, "The story of Jesus has never been more relevant or accessible than it is right now, and it's about to reach every last corner on earth. Modern technology is accelerating the process of translating the movie into more and more languages." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
French President Emmanuel Macron says his government will recognize a Palestinian state in the coming months. In an interview with French TV5, Macron said his decision is designed to bolster collective security in the region, suggesting if Palestinians have a state, they'll stop attacking Israel. Israel involved in a war with Hamas sparked by the attack on that Palestinian terrorist group. This is SRN News. A Texas Republican congressman sues over a Capitol Police office search, citing emotional distress. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the details.
Republican Troy Nels of Texas has filed a lawsuit seeking $2.5 million in damages after a U.S. Capitol Police officer entered his office, prompting claims from the GOP congressman that he is, quote, worried and anxious about his interactions with the agency. The suit stems from a 2021 incident in which an officer entered Nels' office over the Thanksgiving break, relaying that he found the door to the office wide open. Upon seeing a whiteboard with, quote, suspicious writing mentioning body armor with an outline of the Rayburn Building next to the Longworth Building with an X marked on the map, the officer forwarded the information to supervisors. Nels' suit disputes several items in the officer's account, including whether the door was open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.